Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Vigilant. I'm your host, Matt Dean. Today with me is my awesome co-host and my wife, Becky. Today's show is sponsored to you by us here at Be Vigilant. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening. Becky, how are you today?
Doing well.
We've got some show announcements under, I don't want to say under duress, but...
Kind of was.
Yeah. We've decided to jump back into the world of social media. So we have now, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter.
Yep. So on Facebook, we are Be Vigilant. You just search that and should be able to find us. Then maybe you could even see what we look like. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know if that's a good thing. And then on Twitter, you can @BeVigilant11, and you should be able to find us there, too.
@BeVigilant11. That's the number 11. As always, we are on Gab. You can find us on Instagram. We understand that getting the word of God out is going to take as many mediums as we can get. So we're going to try to bring as much information into all the different mediums. Once again, we are so proud and honored to be here on American Christian Network on radio for you guys out there to listen to Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. That's probably one of our crowning achievements and pride that we have around here. So, Becky, what are we talking about today?
Well, I was reading my daily Bible reading, and I happened to be in 1 Corinthians, and this verse kind of popped out at me because I think it's pretty relevant. Mm-hmm. I'll read that to you right now. It is 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God.
Amen.
So when I was reading the commentary on this, what really stuck out to me was what one person said. When the Lord comes back to judge us, it will be according to the motives of our hearts, you know, kind of what's in our hearts, not just the actions that we do.
Gotcha.
So, does this mean that we're to follow our hearts? I mean, we hear that a lot in today's day and age, you know, follow your heart. Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you no, it does not mean follow your heart.
No? Okay.
And I will tell you why. Because here in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitfully... Sorry, I read that wrong. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
Yep.
So when it says that in the Bible verse that we will not be judged by our actions but by our hearts, it's not saying that what's in your heart is what God's going to judge us by.
Okay.
That's my understanding after, you know, researching these verses. Because what's in our heart in this means how we love.
Yep.
You know, the charity that we have, the reasoning behind it, mm-hmm. not following our heart's desire. Two totally different things.
Yeah. To me, it means make sure your heart is right.
Exactly.
Check your heart.
Yep.
Get your heart right with what God's plan is for you, right?
Yes. But the actions that we do are important.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, yes, we're going to be judged on what's in our hearts, but it's important for us to be doing the things that God wants us to do.
Yeah.
Such as spreading the gospel, taking care of the widows, taking mm-hmm. care of the poor, and being as Christ-like as we possibly can.
Yeah, that's so true. And I believe, you know, the Bible says that if you do these things not in my name, then you're not doing them in any good, right?
Yeah.
Today, in our modern society and in our country, so many people think that they're doing good because they're doing charitable works, but they're doing it in their own good. And I think people miss the point there, that done that way is in vanity, right?
Yeah, and they're doing it to pat themselves on the back. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, today, since we just got back on social media, actually was never on Twitter before, but I got on Twitter and I accidentally started following Patty Murray and Maria Cantwell.
Accidentally?
Yeah, sure.
You can't lie.
And Patty Murray, you know, she gave herself a pat on the back.
Well, someone has to.
For funding something ridiculous with homeless people and the addicted, but she's patting herself on the back for funding it.
Yeah.
And, you know, naturally I had to be like, yeah, throw money at it. Way to go. That always fixes the problem, right? Mm-hmm. Which maybe wasn't the nicest thing, but these people have got to be stopped.
And let me just interject here. Never forget, this is maybe it's just my opinion, but Jesus had a sense of humor, right? And he still does. So, you know, for you calling her out on Twitter because she's patting herself on her back for all her failed policies or whatever it is, she's patting herself on the back. Hey, that's fine. So, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But
no, that's fine.
I always want to make sure people know that I believe in my heart that Jesus has a sense of humor.
But, I mean, who, like, you're not fooling anybody. We know that you're not doing this thing because you're not throwing money at this problem because you care about these people. And why should you pat yourself on the back? No one else is patting you on the back.
Yeah.
And God knows the motives behind that. And it's just for selfish gains.
And if I could also interject here too, knowing enough about the political game, and I don't want to take you off of what you got to talk about, but they pat themselves on their back because they're throwing money at a problem. But the actual amount of money that's going to go to help whatever it was, the opioid crisis, the homeless population, is going to be pittance. They're not going to give really any money to the problem. But through these disgusting 501c3s that have leached onto the government, now that's how they get their money funded. They take your tax dollars, and I'm sorry if I'm blowing your minds out there, but they take your tax dollars and they basically, like mobsters, what do they call that? Washing money, money laundering.
Money laundering.
I not remember that word. But they launder their money, your money, through the government back to their own people's pockets.
That's, you know, and that's another reason why I'm like, why are you patting yourself on the back?
Mm-hmm.
You're not giving any of your money.
Exactly.
You're handing out our money. And I don't really feel like my money's doing any good just throwing it at homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
And not fixing any of the deep-rooted issues.
Yeah. To even if you were to build these people homes, there is still issues with them that need to be addressed.
Absolutely. So your good deed will not go unpunished.
Do you think maybe she was patting herself on the back because her name's Patty?
Maybe.
Murray? All right.
So. I don't know. Anyhow, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
So in this verse, 1 Corinthians 4:5, Paul is talking to the Corinthian Christians. So he is speaking to saved people.
Yep.
And I think that's important to know the context of, you know, whenever you're studying who he's talking to. But these Christians, he felt they were judging him wrongfully. But he didn't really care.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was Paul, so.
Well, yeah. He didn't care because he knew that they didn't know his heart and his motives.
Ah, gotcha.
And he knew the Lord would judge him righteously.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of the attitude we need to have. Now, maybe we don't need to be. I kind of picture Paul as being a very straightforward, harsh, come at you.
Intelligent.
Very intelligent.
Yeah.
I mean, he's very educated. He was very educated.
He wasn't here to make friends, right? He was here to save souls.
And I don't think that he did it in a mean way.
Oh,
he just, I think he probably would have been a brash kind of gentleman.
Maybe in a Ben Shapiro type way.
Maybe. But he knew the Lord would judge him righteously.
Yep.
So, I mean, and he knew that because he knew his own heart. So he didn't really regard what they said or their actions toward him.
Mm-hmm.
He was just there to, I mean, he wrote the letters to the church at Corinth to correct them.
Yeah.
So.
And as Christians, we need correction sometimes, I think.
Yeah.
If you're not hanging out in wise counsel and people that know the scriptures, you can start to feel boastful and full of yourself because God's doing such great things through you. And maybe you start to lose focus on God.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's very easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
So as Christians, I mean, should we judge each other? What is today's definition of judging versus what Paul meant here?
Gotcha. I mean, I don't have a lot of free time, so I'm not trying to go around and judge Christians.
Well, in the biblical sense, the judgment meant to decide, give verdict, or declare an opinion.
Gotcha.
Today, I think we have kind of morphed the word judge, and we use it in this skewed version, which basically says Let me sin in peace.
Let me sin in peace.
Don't make me feel bad for the sinful life that I chose.
Gotcha.
And a lot of people like to say, only God can judge me. And I saw this meme once on social media that said, that should scare you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. Only God can judge you, and you should live accordingly.
Yeah. I got to thank Tupac for teaching me that one back when I was 17 years old.
You listen to Tupac. Anyway.
Everybody that's listening knows that I did not grow up in a Christian background, and music was different back then for me.
Yeah. But so people say only God can judge me.
Mm-hmm.
And only God can judge you in the way that he's going to tell you, yes, I knew you. Yes, I didn't know you. And you're either going to spend eternity in heaven or eternity in hell.
Only God has the righteous judgment.
Exactly. As Christians, we are called to judge each other. And I think this is a common misconception. A lot of people say, don't judge me. You're not supposed to judge. I thought we weren't supposed to judge each other. But I have scripture to back that up.
Okay. But I just got done saying I don't have time to judge people.
Well, you don't have to judge people, okay. But we are called to judge people. So
gotcha.
If you want to be in obedience to the Lord, you will judge.
Make me feel guilty.
But you won't judge people in the way that they think, you know, just let me sin in peace.
Mm-hmm.
But in John chapter 7, verse 24, it says, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's saying judge not their actions, but judge according to the motives of their heart.
Gotcha.
It kind of goes back to the same 1 Corinthians 4:5.
Mm-hmm.
So while we can't judge a person in the biblical sense, we are called to judge each other. And I think it's more people think that judging somebody these days is like forming an
irrational opinion
or a negative opinion of you. Mm-hmm. Just because you don't agree with, you know, somebody's lifestyle, that's not you judging them.
Yeah.
In the newfound sense. But when you correct somebody, that is biblical.
Yeah.
When they are doing something wrong, we are supposed to let them know as brothers and sisters in Christ.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you don't let somebody know that their lifestyle or their life choices or not knowing who Jesus is going to send them to hell when it's your judgment, guess what God's going to say?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be like, hey, that was cool that you didn't let them know that those actions sent them to hell. No, your judgment's coming. And that scares me. I'll be totally honest and vulnerable here that I'm scared of that judgment seat. I know it won't last but for a moment,
mm-hmm.
but I'm scared because I know I'm a broken vessel and I know I'm a sinner, and I want to make sure that I look at it this way, that there's gonna be a pros and cons list kind of, you know, to put it in, you know, modern terminology here, but there's a pros and cons list, and I want the pros to outweigh the cons because I know I've screwed up. I've known I screwed up before I was a Christian. I know I've screwed up since I'm a Christian because we're not perfect, and that's okay. But I do want to hear that, you know,
well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, this is why Paul didn't really regard the judgment of the Corinthians, because he knew they didn't care to know his reason,
mm-hmm.
or the reason for his actions. They were so self-absorbed, they were so self-righteous, that they couldn't be bothered to see their own faults. And I think that has not changed.
Yeah.
And I struggle with this as well, you know. It's so easy to point out other people's flaws. It is so easy. But, you know, when you point out someone else's flaws, are you kind of maybe projecting on them your own flaws?
Oh, yeah. It's so true. You can get so wrapped up, and you could see churches, you know, people, oh, that person's this or this person's that.
They missed church today.
Yeah. Where are they been? Yada, 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 whatever it is. And, man, it's so hard to not become a Pharisee in mm-hmm. those situations. And I'm telling you, Christians, we have to work hard to not pettily judge one another. We've got a lot of other faults that we can help build each other up, right?
Yeah.
That, to me, that's what I'm getting so far, is we want to judge one another to help build stronger warriors for Christ.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we really don't have the place to be judging lost people.
Mm-hmm.
because they're lost.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's like judging a baby for, you know, putting their hand on a hot stove.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. They didn't know any better.
Yeah. So,
and I think that's specifically why it's important to know that Paul was writing this letter to saved people.
But
again, you got to keep the Bible in context.
Yeah. How many times, Christians, have you got angry at a lost person for acting lost? Well, you might have been that way once, too.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, don't become a Pharisee.
Yes.
Do you think maybe he didn't care about what the Corinthians had to say either because Corinthians sounds like something from Star Trek?
I don't think he knew about Star Trek,
oh,
if
okay.
I'm being honest.
Fair enough.
I think he knew, you know, because like we said, Paul was a very smart man. He was very educated.
Yeah.
And he wasn't writing these letters, because there's two letters to the Church of Corinth. Mm-hmm. He wasn't writing them to be like, hey, guys, keep up the good work.
Yeah. No. He was more like, hey, dummies.
Straighten up.
Yeah. I was there and everything was cool. Then what happened when I left, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of his letters that you read. It's like, yo, I was there.
You started off on the good foot.
Exactly. Where did you go wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, did you let the Judaizers in? Oh, did you let these people in?
Yeah.
And he, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. We can look back and we can read these letters and be like, oh yeah, those guys were dummies.
Yeah, so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Paul just came in and said, shape up or ship out.
Yep.
And it does talk about casting out people that refuse to conform to the rules of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a saved person and you are not walking Christ-like and you knowingly are living in your sin and flaunting it, it says here to cast you out. It's called church discipline.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, especially a new Christian, the church discipline might scare a person off.
Mm-hmm.
Or just scare a person in general. I'm not saying you're going to be a chicken and run away, but it's necessary.
Yeah.
Because when you let, well, let's use the, whatever, a rotten apple.
Mm-hmm.
If you leave it in the bag, everyone else is going to be rotten too. So you can't let these sinful people infiltrate, because Satan's going to use them.
Yeah.
This is a strong tool of his, is infiltrating the church through somebody that's not living up to their Christian walk.
Mm-hmm. I would like to say, though, if you're in a good, healthy church, that when someone starts to live in their sin and flaunt it, like Becky said, you're going to have people in the church that will judge them and let them know, hey, man, that's not acting right. You're not living correctly. You're not living for Christ. If you're all just so broken and rotten that you don't take the time to love on another brother or sister and let them know, man, you are going down a bad path, and that is not the path that Jesus wants for you, then maybe the whole church needs to be cut out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Paul wrote some letters that some of those churches, maybe they were like that. But at the same time, These aren't offenses in the church that's a one-time thing. You screwed up, we're kicking you out.
Right.
This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about when someone has just decided to blatantly stop following God's law for us, God's commandment, what he has set for us. And if you think that he just set these out arbitrarily, these rules for us and these laws, come on now. If you read each one that God has for us is so that we can flourish with our lives. It's so that we can produce with our lives, that we can be effective in sharing the gospel. He didn't just say, oh, don't do this because. He didn't say, don't murder because that.
Because I said.
Yeah. Even though he is our Heavenly Father, there was always a reason.
Yeah.
Do not murder because we are all creatures of God.
Mm-hmm.
He created each one of us.
And he knows the consequences are human consequences.
Exactly. And there, you know, we call them sin because that's what it is. It takes away from,
mm-hmm.
right? It
yep.
it makes you less. And here's the, you know, shake our fist at Adam and Eve as many times as we can. They, you know, we had it all good if we could have just stayed in the garden, but whatever, they screwed up. And don't, you know, I knew God knew what he was doing. And he gave us Jesus so that we can be free from our sin. If you're stuck in the bondage of your sin for the rest of your life, man, your life is dark. Mm-hmm. Your life is dreary. I don't care if you think you've got it all. The houses, the money, whatever it is. There's always going to be a part of you that's missing. I'm sorry to tell you guys that, right?
Yep, but if you don't have Jesus, you don't have anything.
Yeah, I mean, could you say it any better than that, right?
No. And it's important to know that I think what we've just been talking about, church discipline, it's important to know this verse also because if you go to another brother or sister in Christ and you don't, you know, discipline them out of love, mm-hmm. you're doing it because, I've caught them mm-hmm. and I'm going to go let them know. God knows that you're doing it out of your own self-righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Everything needs to be considered carefully, prayerfully, and it needs to be done out of love. And I think our church Amen. Does a really good job. It's not often that we have to impose when church discipline.
Impart
church discipline. But I can tell you all there's usually tears and so much prayer and consideration. And it's never a closed door. It's when you're ready, please come mm-hmm. back and we'll be waiting for you.
Yeah, and it's all taken out of scripture that, you know, we're not to just sit and be bumps on a log, right?
Mm-hmm. So everything you do needs to be done in love with the right motives, because mm-hmm. otherwise God knows, and he will judge you accordingly.
Yeah,
and that verdict, once it is put down, that's it.
That stinks. That's a wrap.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's all I've got today on 1 Corinthians 4:5.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do we...
Well, I just wanted, you know, to put a bow on it, so to speak. Really, come from a place of love.
Mm-hmm.
We are to hold one another accountable. Jesus told us to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, what Jesus tells me to do, I'm going to do it, all right? I owe him a little bit.
Now, don't take that too far.
What do you mean?
Jesus told me, I'm going to do it, all right?
No, I'm saying in any time that he told me to do something, I'm going to try to listen. You know, I'm going to try to be as Christ-like as I can. And that's what I'll ask you guys out there. How Christ-like are you? Because here's the man that went to the cross for us, even forgave Judas, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now I think about that a lot. When I get angry or I want to judge somebody, Jesus knew exactly who the guy was. He brought him along and let him see all the miracles, and he had him there for his whole, you know, 3-year, I don't know exactly how long Judas was there, but when Jesus was working his human ministry here, so was the betrayer, right?
Yep.
And he knew who he was, and he forgave him. Mm-hmm. He told him, I know who you are. So as we go about our lives and you see somebody maybe not acting right in your church or in your circle or wherever you may be in your life, don't be quick to slam that gavel down. The judgment we're talking here is more of a correction, I guess you could say.
Yep.
We are to not let one another slide into the fiery pit of hell. That is for sure. Not one of us can actually save another one's soul, but we can sure as heck help them get to hell a lot quicker by not helping them, right?
Yeah, by not spreading the gospel to unsaved people.
Yeah. So think about that, right?
Yeah. Whenever you see somebody screwing up, first of all, you need to, do you know this person? Do you mm-hmm. know if they're saved? And we do have to treat people differently. If you know if they're a member of your church and they're screwing up, then yes, you can go to them in a loving and mm-hmm. prayerful way. But it's so easy for us to snap at people that are acting like lost people. And I think we need to be really careful of that as Christians, because there is not a bigger turnoff than somebody screaming and yelling and then handing you a church tract. Because guess what? That tract's probably going to go straight in the garbage.
That doesn't work?
No.
Oh.
I don't believe so.
Hey, street preachers, I'm not telling you guys to stop doing what you're doing out there. I've heard a lot of good words out on the street when, you know, that's not what I've been called to. But if God has called you to be out there and informing the public as they walk down the sidewalk about God's word, please don't stop, right?
Right. That's not the screaming and yelling I was talking about. I'm talking about if somebody cuts you off in traffic.
Oh, we're going back to these drivers up here in the Pacific Northwest. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. I will try to do better about that.
Oh.
I'll even try to do better about handing out tracts.
Yeah. We got to buck up.
Yep.
It's.
This is what I'd say. You know, if we want to be that righteous hand of God here on earth, we need to start with the Great Commission, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you out there listening, we appreciate you guys listening so much. It's my challenge for you, or my question first, and then my challenge. When's the last time you told somebody about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Challenge, within the next 7 days, find one person that doesn't know who Jesus is, and let them know in a loving way.
Yes, don't cram it down someone's throat screaming and yelling.
Yep. Stranger at the supermarket, a loved one that maybe doesn't know. Leap out on faith, right? Be Peter. Step out of the boat.
Yep. We know it can be scary, but I promise you, once you start stuttering over those words, God's going to put them in your mouth, and you may stutter through the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I've done that several times. But God will give you the words to say. And even if you don't think you did a good job, you've planted a seed. And then immediately Satan will be in your head. You should have said this. You should have done this. You should have talked longer. You shouldn't have said this.
Bring it
Ignore
on.
Ignore that.
Bring it on, Satan.
Yeah. That just means he knows that you did a good job.
Yep. So once again, if you guys didn't hear the beginning of the show, we are now on our social medias, Facebook and Twitter, Be Vigilant. Twitter is at BeVigilant11. If you like this kind of content on ACN here, Fridays at 3 p.m., we have Ashley with the Emancipation Propaganda. Check her out, man. She's got some great guests on there. Check out Church and State Monday through Friday at 10:30 a.m. on ACN. And always, to get your daily intel update on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Patriot Radio with Pastor Matt Shea is another great one. I just want to thank all them for all the collaborative work we've had here. Thank you again at ACN. Until next time, be sober and be vigilant.